The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
It's Monday.
Hmm.
I woke up this morning, Chris and Nate, and I searched morning colors. Not morning like AM, like morning like sad. Lavender is one of the morning colors.
Oh, okay.
So that's a live look at the Tostitos Championship
Plaza.
Are you
wearing lavender? What is, were you?
Yeah. Outside in front of the Ford Center, where the high today is 68 degrees, currently 64 degrees. Cowboys took a company field trip to the District of Columbia yesterday, where the Washington Commanders were playing football, and they were sightseeing. And the Commanders end up beating the District of Columbia sightseers 26-6. The Cowboys are currently in the fifth seed, where they will then travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next Monday night, 1 week from today, Monday Night Football for your Dallas Cowboys. That is three-time Super Bowl champion Nate Newton. This is senior editor Kurt Daniels. I am just your host, Jesse Holley. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
You're bringing the room down here.
Thank awesome. You.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Lavender Jesse.
Happy
birthday, Lavender. Yes.
39.
See, this is what I don't get. He tried to come in with this old logic. Research morning and not good morning, but morning. And it's lavender. And then he tried to, you know, call my Cowboys to sightsee. It's all right.
Yeah. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Yeah, I had a birthday yesterday.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sir. Do anything fun besides watch football?
Watch football. Yeah. I watch football. So thank you for my cupcakes.
Well, you know.
You guys can eat these. You also got me because I am fasting. I started juice today. So last week I did nothing but water for 7 straight days.
That's crazy.
So I start juice today. I'm so excited about that. You see my energy is a little bit more up this week than it was last week. So I'm thankful for that. But here's the thing. And we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from the people. 888-855-2297. 888-855.
I want to hear from the people, too, because I'm tired of hearing about all of what went wrong yesterday.
Seven.
And let me tell you what went right.
Ooh, well, I want to know
please,
that.
You know, let me back the hell up. Please, you have the floor, sir.
I'll wait on you.
No.
Yeah, go ahead on.
No, this is it.
Go ahead on Lavender.
No, this
go ahead on Lavender,
you,
Jesse.
No. If you have what went right yesterday, then the table is yours. The floor is yours. The mic is yours.
I'm just saying, I'll interject it as the show. Go on, Lavender.
This is it. This is the show.
Lavender,
the show is happening
you're
now.
You're in mourning. Where's your you the tissue that
no,
we brought in?
I'm not in mourning.
Okay.
I'm
on the colors?
Yeah, to support the people.
What people?
The Cowboys fans.
Because all you should be thinking right now is only one thing.
What's
that's
that?
Playoffs.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all you should be thinking.
All right.
Yeah, let's
go. Get it set for the playoffs.
We got to wait because it's an extra day now.
Right. So we have to recap.
Didn't you say the playoffs kind of started yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, they did. Real quick. When they finished sightseeing, the playoffs started. You're right.
You know, I do have some interesting notes.
You do.
No, and it's positive. It really is positive.
Okay.
I do have some positive notes to look at from that football game. When you look at where the Cowboys are at, I thought I had them in there. I thought I saved them.
When you look at
where the Cowboys are at for the year, for this season, this going forward may help us out here. The Cowboys are still the number two scoring team in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. That's a positive.
Yes.
The Cowboys in the 2022-23 regular season have never lost back-to-back games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's way to go.
That's a positive.
See that? See how I work on him and he stopped being positive?
No, here's a funny part about it.
Funny?
I came in today and was going to do nothing but be positive.
Yes.
Because I knew what the phone calls were
going to be. After we had to find out what the morning colors were.
So here's how the Cowboys kind of lost pattern has gone this year. They lose a game. They won four in a row. They lost a game. They won two in a row. They lost a game. Won four in a row. They lost a game. Won two in a row. They lost a game last night. So if the pattern goes 4-2-4-2, if they run off the next four,
there we go.
We'll be having a party and a parade somewhere in the DFW area for the Dallas Cowboys.
So look up the colors for delight and excitement. Look
Cowboy
up.
Blue.
Well, yeah,
it would be Cowboy Blue. But let's be honest. Let's all jokes aside, and we're going to get to the phones. Let's dive into this football game with something to play for, because I don't care what anyone says. At the kickoff yesterday at 3:25, when that ball was kicked off, there was something to play for. There was an opportunity for you to potentially win the division. You know, you needed help, but there was some business that you needed to take care of on your end. You win the football game. You let, you know, New York and Philadelphia play out how they played out. But you had something to play for. The Cowboys with another slow start to a football game. That has been a pattern. That has been a theme for this football team. They had, I think, 12 possessions yesterday. I can check. They had 12 possessions yesterday. 10 of those 12 went 3 and out. 10 of the 12 went 3 and out. I don't know who you want to put that on, who you need to put that on. 10 of the 12 went 3 and out. The Cowboys again had another putrid performance from the run game. The running backs yesterday rushed for 64 yards total. Not one player. Not one player.
Yeah.
Total as a group.
What was it, 2.7 yards?
2.4 yards a carry. And the longest run came from your quarterback of 9 yards. That's 2 weeks in a row that you were averaged 2.7 last week against the Titans. You averaged 2.4 this week. Your quarterback has now thrown 7 interceptions in a row. Once a mistake. What does it go? Mm. Once a mistake, twos, whatever, threes a habit.
Yeah.
This is a habit. This is becoming habitual. This is becoming a habitual thing for your quarterback. I never thought in a million years that I would be saying on this show, boy, has this offensive line missed Terrence Steele.
Yeah, he seems to have made a difference. Huh?
Ever since Terrence Steele has gone out, this running game has done nothing but plummet. It's a pattern. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, and the list can go on and 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 on. We talked about it before. Maybe you can't see the numbers because the 8 and 5 and the 8 and 8 kind of go together. But I'm sorry. And it's nothing against him. It's nothing against Noah Brown.
Yeah.
But Noah Brown is getting too many far routes and opportunities that should be going to CeeDee Lamb. We saw the ugly head of drop passes.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Hmm.
From a multitude of receivers. We also saw, and this has become a pattern as well, Tyron Smith and Jason Peters, while they will be Hall of Famers, they will be. They will be Hall of Famers. They are not those guys.
No.
Right now.
No, right now. They're probably not.
They're not those guys. Yeah. And five, whenever they hang up the cleats, 5 years will surpass. You'll hear their name be in the conversation of these guys are going into the Hall of Fame. Well, I 100% agree. No doubt about it. We have two booking old body and old aged tackles who are suffering. There's a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They're not able to sustain blocks. They're not able to combo block to the next level. There's gaps. There's misses. There's not sustaining blocks. Receivers cannot get open. I mean, yesterday was a full-on display of a bunch of things that we've seen happen habitually over the last couple of weeks. You want to join the show now?
No, I'm with the show, but you're saying right stuff, so why should I interfere? You know, I would like for you to get this thunder on you than me. No. Hey, Coach Joe Avanzano, special team coach.
God rest his soul.
Yes, sir.
Great love Coach man. Joe.
He would always say, and what made me stop you was just things we have seen all year that we've come in and criticized and said it has to change. He had a saying, it catches up with you when it catches up with you. It ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, all of what we have been talking about week in for the last 8 weeks has finally caught up with us. The only positive is, okay, it caught up with us where it really don't matter at this point. It really don't matter because you have opportunity to do the one game role like everybody else. You can, like Coach said, he gonna watch the film. I would not. No, I'm not watching that.
I said the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna let you hold on to that. Not 1 second. This is what we need to hold on to, and you should go back and get clips. But more importantly, I let Mr. Laverne go back at his job. The first person I would talk to is my quarterback. Me and him have to have a heart to heart.
What's that involve?
Because it's the difference between being forceful and making something happen. Because he said, I was trying to make something happen. Mm-hmm. I was taking reads further down the field when I should have been checking it down. And like the 2-minute drill he had against Houston, where he took all and he matriculated himself. I mean, stop with the when you were your third 3 years in. You are a guy that was afraid to throw interceptions. Now you're throwing them at a rate that is unheard of. And so that is the first guy I would talk to.
Who? No. I know you're talking about your quarterback. Who does the talking?
My head coach first. And then when you go to the offensive coordinator. No, when you leave out of the head coach office, because he's a quarterback coach too. When you leave out of his office. Then when you see your
friend,
your offensive coordinator,
your friend,
yes, whatever you want to call him,
your friend.
When you see him,
your peer.
Say, hey man, do me and you need to talk? Do we understand where we're trying to go? See, because most quarterbacks understand is the bigger picture of where we're trying to go. And I said it 8 weeks ago, and I'm not changing. It's gonna come a point. Where defense is going to be basic, they ain't going to try to fool you because they believe in their heart. If they just stay close to that receiver, you're going to throw them an interception. They believe that. Now it is a reality.
So what does McCarthy say to him? Just stop being aggressive?
The same way he did with Kellum when he said, man, we need to go over the first 15 and figure this out. You need to see what I'm seeing, and I need to see what you're seeing so we can get this better. Dak should sit down with somebody – whoever he trusts, and say, what did you see here?
Do you think they haven't done that yet? It just finally reached a tipping point?
Or? How many touchdowns you say has been in the last?
7 interceptions. He has thrown interception in 7 straight games.
Yes. Two or more. I don't know how to put that.
He's thrown at least one interception in 7 straight games.
Three pick sixes now? I can't remember.
3 pick sixes, correct.
Yeah.
And they've all come in the last, I believe, 7 weeks.
Those are
8 weeks or whatever.
Those are game changers. See, when I'm talking to guys, And I'm trying to get guys because, you know, guys want to, you know, we got guys that are talking heads, you know, radio guys. And whenever we're off air, I say, okay, we say some things on air and we don't. I say, y'all got to tell me what are y'all seeing to make you say analytically why this is okay to throw interceptions. Hmm. And all of them sit there and they look at me. And I'm still asking this day, what are you seeing that makes it okay? Oh, okay, the guy last year won a Super Bowl by throwing the most interceptions. Okay, well, where's that guy this year? Before he got hurt, he was throwing 8 interceptions a game.
Yeah.
And you don't pay them, you don't overpay this dude. Come on, man. Don't let an outlier the norm. That's why they call it an outlier.
Yeah, that's it. Was this an outlier, though? Is it the norm now?
Yeah, it is a norm.
You know, it seems to be the norm. But what we'll do is we'll take our first break of the show. We'll go ahead to the phone lines. We'll
try to change Jesse's shirt.
We'll get the opinions and thoughts and feelings because we are the people's show. We are the number one watch show on YouTube across the Dallas Cowboys platform. So people feel us when we speak. So we want to feel you guys and hear you speak about what your thoughts were from the game and what your thoughts are going forward for this Cowboys team. So stay right here with us. It's Kurt, Nate, it's Jesse. We are hanging with the boys.
Jesse.
We'll be right back.
Feel him when he...
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys as we continue to break down the Washington Commanders versus Dallas Cowboys game. Washington defeated the Cowboys 26-6. The rookie quarterback, Sam Howell, go Heels, got his first NFL victory against the Dallas Cowboys. Many people said that this game really didn't mean anything. It didn't have any importance. Well, Washington sure played like it had some importance. And Washington surely played like...
Definitely had some importance at the start.
I wish they'd have won last week. Maybe they'd have shot so many players this week.
You know, and there's this misconception by some fans, and it really, really it overcooks my grits. It boils my blood. That there is this thought process of, well, they were holding back and they weren't calling plays that they would normally call because they weren't trying to show anything. That is the dumbest. and I mean to be offensive. This is one of those, I don't mean to be offensive. No, I mean to be, this is one of those, not respectfully. No. This is disrespectfully. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. First of all, this ain't preseason. This ain't the first game of the first preseason game of the season. Yeah. It's week 18. All of the film of who you are already out there. Mm-hmm. They ain't nothing new. There's nothing new that you can do. It might be a play or two, a wrinkle or two that you may, but who you are, the foundational of who you are as an offense, defense, or special team is already out there. The way that you were playing in that game, there was nothing in that game that said to you that, oh, let's just keep. No, you should have been, if there was something left, you should have been emptying the clip. That is the dumbest thing that I hear people say. No coach does that. Yeah. They don't. They don't do that. In fact, they actually want to see plays run in the situation, the scenario that they kind of envision them to be running. And a live look from a team that doesn't know they're coming. They want to see them run so that they can know, all right, I can tweak here, tweak there, keep it, don't keep it. So I wish people stop saying that there is no offensive coordinator or offensive play caller that's holding back in week 18. No, they're not doing it. They're not. Stop saying it. It's the dumbest thing ever. Okay, now that I got that out. Chris, let's go to the phone lines. Call in 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you. How are you feeling about the game yesterday and how you feel about the Cowboys as they take their road trip to Tampa Bay next week to play Monday Night Football for the first round of the playoffs?
We got Eric in North Carolina.
Eric in North Carolina. What's up, brother?
Hey, y'all, go Tar Heels, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to say that quietly. Yeah. Don't get upset.
Let me, before I say anything, I'm going to secretly admit I was rooting for Sam Howell to have a big day. I just thought we would be good enough to still win because I felt like he's been the best quarterback on that roster all season long. I've been watching him for 4 years. The boy can spin it when he got protection. He's a smart quarterback. He makes the right play. So I wasn't surprised at nothing that Sam Howell did yesterday, being that I'm an avid Carolina Tar Heel fan. Now, with that being said, I'm extremely worried and you know, not on the grand scheme of things, but it's just casual nature when it comes into playing certain competition. I think this is another product because what this game here has in common with the other games they lost is that they overlooked the competition and they automatically assumed that they would win. So what they did on Wednesday and Thursday was not as intensive as it should have been. I hope you guys can agree with that. And I also want your comments on that. But we cannot look at these teams that you can just beat these guys or any of these teams. We have to get out there and play. And that's what concerns me. You know, Mike McCarthy has to find a way to motivate these guys and push them. I don't care if they're playing an 0-10 team or a 10-0 team. It should be the same results, the same mindset. So with that being said, I know we're going to do good. We show the propensity to bounce back and put together some good games after losing a game like this. And I hope this is no different. So, you know, other than that, Cowboys for life. It's going to get better, y'all. This ain't the end of the road like Boys to Men. Let's keep on looking up.
Thanks, Eric, man. Appreciate your call. Thank you so much. The Cowboys, when entering the first round of the playoff, when they lose their last regular season game, are 6-7. Lose their season finale,
interesting.
They're 6-7 in their first round game in the playoffs. So, I mean, do you have an opportunity? Yeah. Even Vegas thinks so. Vegas has you a 3-point favorite right now going on the road to Tampa Bay.
As players, you're taught to it's one game at a time, that kind of thing. Can they put this behind? Can they realistically put this behind them and start new?
You have, like, on the surface, it says you have to, But what's also realistic is if you get into that Tampa game and something doesn't go right the first series, you go, uh-oh, here we go again. You know, Jayron Kearse came out and he said that, you know, asking about are the Cowboys playing their brand of football? And he says, we are not. And we have not for a while. We want to, but for whatever reason, we just have not been able to do so. All right, Chris, let's go back to the phone lines.
We got Mike in New York.
Mike in New York, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How's it going? I'm a Dallas Cowboy. Been watching the Cowboys for 20-some years. All I can say is I know, like, you guys, you know, said it. A lot of this falls on Mike McCarthy. I think he's definitely got to be on the hot seat. If we don't win a playoff game, he's has to come on. He's been here, what, is it his third year? Come on. I mean, yeah, 12 wins is good, but the Cowboys are expecting – like, come on, I understand we played awful yesterday, but like I said, this falls on McCarthy.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, I mean, you just talking about a minute ago about putting the game behind you and, oh, here we go again. We've seen them playing down to competition all year. Is that a coaching issue?
Anything that is As the man of your house, anything that goes wrong in your house is going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. The kids act up. The wife calls and says, oh, no. Or the wife says, what? I'm going to tell your father. Wait till your dad get home. Because that is the authoritative figure in the household. Right? Being the provider. So all those things come down to Mike McCarthy. When they don't play well. Comes down to Mike McCarthy. He talked about them not practicing well a week ago. Not this past week, but the last week. He didn't like the way that they practice. It wasn't a spirited practice. Mm-hmm. So all of those things at the end of the day, because guess what? When they go to get the chopping, you're first.
Yeah.
You are first. So whatever needs to be fixed and adjusted, you have to go and fix and adjust those things, whether it's offense, defense, at least have the conversation because it all falls back in your lap. If the Cowboys go out next week and are a one-and-done football team, it won't matter that he won 12 games 2 years in a row. Because like I said, in August, the standard, yes, you have to win your season to get into the tournament. But the standard no longer is just getting into the playoffs. The goal now is how can we realistically advance to something significant? We've done 12. We've done 13 wins. We've done that. They've done that. That is not satisfying to the Joneses anymore. No. So, all right, Chris, let's head back to the phone lines. 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297.
We got Antoine in Maryland.
Antoine, what's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas, man?
Man, you didn't cheer hard enough, man. I'm putting this on you. You were Mike McCarthy. You went down to the old stadium, man, and you didn't cheer hard enough. You said that you were gonna go down there and represent. You ain't represent, man.
You know what? My man had stepped on the cornhole while we was tailgating. I said, "Oh man, that's some bad juju, man. You done messed up the tailgating party." And he a Cowboys fan, so I'm gonna put it on him. I'm gonna put it on my man Cleveland.
And look, and what's happening between me and you is happening right now in the Cowboys coaching room. It's on you. No, it's on you. No, it's on you.
Right.
The fingers are being pointed around, and nobody wants to take the ownership of how do we get this thing right. But go ahead. What you got, brother?
Man, I'm not even mad that we lost. I'm mad the way we lost. You know, we did not execute. We didn't execute. I'm talking about something as simple as catching the punt. We couldn't even execute that. We have a Pro Bowl returner, and he muff and punt. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. And I got a man named Ralph. He's a loyal listener, too, and he's been telling me for weeks, like, we have Brock Purdy, Tom Brady, that's 43, Jalen Hurts, Kirk Cousins, and Geno Smith, and Daniel Jones standing in our way. We have to seize that opportunity because we don't know when it's going to be like this again. Aaron Rodgers is not playing right now. Jimmy Garoppolo is hurt. So we have to capitalize on these moments. It's right there in front of us. The window is open. We just have to go through it. And that's something that we haven't been doing. We haven't played. We only played one good game since Dak been back. We can't have those. We can't have that. We only played one good game since Dak been back. And if we keep going like that, is not going to work. Even if we win next week, that's still not good enough. We're supposed to beat Tom Brady. It's still not good enough. Not even Tom Brady. We're supposed to beat the Bucks. So I'm a little worried. I've been worried for some weeks now, and they didn't do anything yesterday to change it.
Thanks, man. We appreciate the call. And next time you say you're going to go to a game and do something, man, you better go to the game and do it.
I was with my girl, man. I was with my girl. My girl came with me for the first time.
Leave her at home next time. Leave her at home. Leave her at home, man. You know the rules. You know the rules.
She bought the ticket for me for Christmas, so she had to come.
I got you, brother. All right, man. Thank you.
All right, brother. Appreciate y'all.
You know, I'm not going to try to deter anybody from the way they think, Jesse and Kurt. You think how you think. But you know, a bigger home as I am, I understand one thing, and we have no sweat equity in the playoffs. And why can't anyone see that? Why can't anyone see that in the biggest of games, when we think that it counts the most, we need for the Bulldogs, the biggest of our players, to show up. That hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it starts with Coach McCarthy, but Mama got a belt too.
Mm.
So if Mama ain't gonna exercise her belt, she might as well don't even tell Daddy. I just might as well put a ringer phone up there and see what the kid's doing myself. So and that's why I'm saying if you can't coach Dak, what are you going to tell CeeDee Lamb? If you can't coach CeeDee Lamb, what you going to tell number 85? You got to be able to coach from the top to the bottom. Coach McCarthy got to coach his coordinators. His coordinators got to coach the position coaches, and it goes downhill. And you got to say it with enough authority to a player understands. And the more, see, the great organizations that win, their great players want to be coached and critiqued.
Mm, that's good.
So you don't think Mahomes is being coached by their head coach? Yeah, maybe the offensive coordinator can't say nothing. But you don't think the big man looks at him like, nah, dog. Nah, they ain't get. We going to get this right before the season end. We done had – he started the fifth game or the sixth game. I'm talking about our quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And from the sixth game to now, we should have seen a decrease our games where it wasn't any interceptions. That tells me you getting it. But we haven't. Dak, 80% of this is on you because you released the ball. They make all the play, but you released the ball. And so that's what I'm saying. I see players, I see what they're saying after the game, and all of them has the cowboy flair. They know what
they
to
know
say.
What to say.
But when the game start, I still see one of my best players take like 12 bad rushes inside. And the guy runs outside. I'm like, don't do that. Stay in your lane so you can push him back up into the other guys. But you're so concerned about your sacks till you give up responsibility and you forget about your other guys. So I can hear what you're trying to do with Coach McCarthy, you people out there. I hear what you're trying to do. But the next coach, unless he is Sean Payton, would not have the authority.
Mm.
So I'm sorry.
All right, let's go to our last and final break of the show. We're going to still open up those phone lines, 888-855-2297, to get your reactions from the loss to the Washington Commanders yesterday and how you feel about this Cowboys team going forward, heading to the playoffs on Monday Night Football against Tampa Bay. Kurt, Nate, Jesse, this is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys. Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Monday. It's Black Monday for some. Coaches are getting fired around the National Football League. But the Cowboys are preparing for their playoff game against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 7 days from today, 1 week from today, Monday Night Football against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tampa Bay. They lose last night, unfortunately, though, to the Washington Commanders. And, you know, you think about the game next week and you think about, of course, people even say, you heard the caller say, beat Tom Brady. They don't even say beat Tampa. They just say beat Tom Brady, who was undefeated against the Cowboys in his career. But one of the things you think about when it comes to the GOAT is his ability to see what you're doing defensively. No one gets the ball out quicker than he does. But when he decides to attack a certain player or position, like he does. And I watched the game last night, and the play where Sam Howell threw a go route to Scary Terry and Trevon Mullins was on him. I watched that play. The funny part about it is he started like 9 yards off. He started. There was so much bad in that play. And let me tell you why. Because quarterbacks have what you call yardage and what's the down and distance, the yardage from you. Also splits, and they have keys. They have these keys.
Right.
If you watch that play, Terry McLaurin is what we call plus two. He's at the bottom of the numbers or the top of the numbers, however you look at him, top of the numbers from the sideline, plus two. 2 yards on outside of the numbers. Well, for a DB, the first thing that goes off in your mind is ding, 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 he's plus two. He ain't running nothing to the outside. You don't run no out routes that far out. You don't run no comebacks that far out. So everything that has to do with an outbreaking route in a DB's mind is now off the table because of where his splits are at. Now, you have these yardage keys. 5 to 7 yards, you're looking at hitches, slants, ins and out routes. Then you go up to 10 to 12 yards, you're looking at ins, outs, curls, and what we call Harvey routes or deep hitches. Then you go 14 to 16 yards is where we'll have digs. You'll have deep curls at times. And then also, then at the end of that, you have 18 to 22 yards, which are comebacks, which are deep curls, which are posts, and are goes. And you go and you watch that, and Mullins is standing there, and he's off coverage about 8 or 9 yards. And Scary Terry comes off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he eats that cushion up. Mm. And about 3 steps into Scary Terry's route, you see Mullins, and you can see it in his back pedal and his shuffle. He says, oh, he says it. And then instead of either making collision or slowing him down, he literally just
opened the gate, bro.
So at about 20 yards, at about 18 yards, Scary Terry's in full stride. You're still in your side shuffle. There was nothing you were going to be able to do. Like, that was so bad. Mm. And for a veteran cornerback to not be able to understand that when you're playing off coverage, you're looking through to the quarterback, seeing what his steps are, and you let a dude run down Main Street and you open up the gates for him. Tom Brady sees that and he's like, listen, Godwin, Evans, whoever's on that left side, our right side, this is who we going at. We might try a double move over here with Trayvon Diggs, but this is the guy when we need it the most. That's who we're going at because they're confused over there.
And I can hear the quarterback. Fellas, make sure y'all, we need a little extra.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, man. All right, let's head back to the phone lines, 888-855-2297.
Big dude, don't jump.
What you got, Chris?
I got Rob in Las Vegas.
Rob in Las Vegas.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, brother?
I'm going to use a car analogy because I know Jesse likes cars. When Dak came out of college, he was like a pickup truck. He was built like a pickup truck, and he did a little bit of everything. He ran, he threw, and, man, 13-3, the guy just lit up the NFL world. And then somewhere along the line, they tried to turn him into a Porsche. He got lean, and I'm sure $40 million has something to do with it, but now they're treating him like Tom Brady, where they want him to just drop back and throw. And for this team to be successful, he needs to get back to being a pickup truck. When he runs, I think his record, if he rushes for just more than like 25 yards, is like 17-2. Something so outrageous that how the coaching staff wouldn't see that and say, you know, this is really where we're successful. You see, he's more dynamic when he runs, I mean, the RPOs. And I think that's what he has to do. And he definitely has to do that, I think, against Tampa Bay, because you're not going to be able to run up the middle on them, especially if Biotich is out, he's not a healthy. And he just has to understand, it's his time to take over. We keep hearing, you know, this ain't going to happen again, the interceptions ain't going to happen again. Well, they're happening. So let's change it up a little bit. Let's get him back to being the old Dak, and I think this team could do something. Coaching-wise, the only bright spot, if we do lose to Tampa, is Jerry saying, you know what, I'm 80 years old. I got a chance at getting Sean Payton. This will be my last chance to get this guy. And I think that's what this team needs. This team hasn't had a disciplinarian coach since Bill Parcells. And you see it. You got all these young, great athletes sometimes taking plays off. Bill Parcells would have never allowed Dak to throw these interceptions. He wouldn't care that he makes all this money. He would have put a boot in his butt. And I think that's what this team needs. I hope they win. Confidence-wise, they're going against the GOAT. He's 7-0 against Dallas. So I'm not confident at all. But I just think Dak needs to get back to being a pickup truck.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you for the call all the way from Sin City. It's a little video that goes around when Dak plays well. David Hellman always plays it, and it's a Dakota truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn Dakota! Damn Dakota! Damn Dakota!
Man,
damn Dakota! We need to get back. He need to get back to being damn Dakota. That Dakota truck, was that a Ram? Dakota? What is it? I don't know.
I think it was Dakota.
Dakota Ram truck. Ram. Whoever makes that.
But I'm
damn
that,
Dakota.
Right, I'm gonna tell you something, man.
It doesn't matter. It's not a Ford.
I've been wanting.
That's right. Sorry.
I've been wanting that rookie Dak for so long, and I just quit saying it because it's about the eighth time you tell me we got to take that and we got to learn with that. About the eighth time, you do the same thing over. Mm. Don't tell me that. You don't have to say it.
After his press conference, he said something about not going to happen again or something like that.
Yeah, so you don't have to say it. I mean, you are who you are and you do what you do, man. So, you know, what is it? Jesse, damn Dakota.
Damn Dakota.
I think it's two major things. If we want to win in the playoffs, I think it's two major things we have to do. We have to be solid on the offensive line.
Mm.
We have to be very, very solid on the offensive line. And believe it or not, we do have to make – if Tom Brady throws 60 times, okay, he has to throw 60 times. But you can't be trying to play both ends of the stick against Tom Brady. You can't let him have any type running game. You got to take away the pass. And, that don't look likely this coming up. So you can't give him a two-way goal. He gonna pick you to death. He going to matriculate down the field and hurt you. You know, so.
Yeah.
And we do need – it do mean something to beat the Bucs or Tom Brady, whichever one you want to call. It do mean
for
something.
Sure.
You have to win a playoff game at some point. And I understand that you fans think that Super Bowls are easy because the way – I tell everybody, for anybody that just walks up and say, hey, the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl, I don't even respond to them now. I just keep right on walking. They be like, wow, man, that's ignorant. That's mean. I'm like, first of all, do you realize who you're talking to? Because if you do realize who you're talking to, I can tell you it ain't easy to get into
him.
The Super Bowl.
If you realize who you're talking to, I'm him.
I mean,
three of these things, man.
And
listen,
how hard it was?
Yeah.
3-13, 1-15, many multiple butt whoopings, playing down to the opponents. I've been through what these kids are going through. And you know what? It took Jimmy, but Jimmy Johnson once told me, I don't go out and get players that get satisfied easily. We got a bunch of guys over there that gets real satisfied real easily.
Those calls in that segment was brought to you by blockchain.com. Also, it's playoff week and the boys need you. Oh, do they need you? Cowboy Nation, show your team pride and support the postseason with the best gear in the league. Head to the nearest pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com, a fanatic experience, and let gets rowdy. Any party
so
shots?
Pink, is pink a bright color, a happy color?
Yeah.
Because it's amazing how
pink
lavender falls off.
Pink is gay.
It's happy. Amazing how pink falls off. Lavender is so close to pink. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah,
from morning to bright colors and happy
it's
colors.
Like lavender can go either way.
Yeah.
Happy or sad. Any party shots that you want to talk about for this Washington game?
Man, you did a great job of coming in with the morning and telling us how bad we played. You did a great enough job of that.
I have to tell you, if you watched the game, you saw it yourself.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Kurt, you got any parting shots from the Commanders game?
Playoffs.
No, it was horrible. Glad it's done.
Yeah. Well,
maybe move on. I don't know.
We have to move on because we are done. Our show is over. We got to get up out of here. So thanks for the calls. We felt you. We appreciate you all for making us the number one YouTube show across the Dallas Cowboys.
Your first caller telling them never call back in no more. Talking about he secretly was going for somebody to whoop us, to watching him. Whoever, tell homeboy he ain't allowed to call back. I'm like, I'm listening to this. No, sir. I ain't going for it.
We appreciate you all. Chris, we thank you so much for manning the phone lines and keeping our show running. Thank you for Audio Jazz. Thank you for Brother William, Brother Willie, Brother Will, all of them, all three of you, all three of you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, the callers, the listeners. Thank you guys so much. For Nate Newton, for Kurt Daniels, my brothers, appreciate you guys. Thank you for the birthday gifts.
Birthday.
I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging
How old
with
are you
the
now,
boys.
Jesse, before we get off so people know?
35.
Nah,
ooh,
man.
35, baby. Zaddy is 35, baby.
This dude
Zaddy is 35,
this dude
paid
people to work out. The only time he lose weight is when he fast.
Zaddy 35, baby. 35, baby. Yeah. Go, Zaddy. I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. Until tomorrow, we out. Damn.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!